This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to Zika Update, information you need about Zika. Today, we're looking at the symptoms, diagnosis, and treatment of Zika. Anyone who lives in or travels to an area with Zika and has not already had the virus can become infected with it. In many cases, Zika doesn't cause any symptoms or causes only mild symptoms that last several days to a week. Hospitalization is uncommon. Typical symptoms include fever, rash, joint pain, and red eyes. Some people will also have muscle pain and headaches. If you've traveled to an area with Zika and experienced these symptoms, schedule an appointment with your doctor or other healthcare provider to see if you have Zika. Diagnosis of Zika is based on your recent travel history, symptoms, and a blood or urine test. Your doctor or healthcare provider may also test for similar diseases, like dengue or chikungunya. Right now, there is no medicine or vaccine for Zika virus. If you develop Zika symptoms, make sure you rest, drink fluids to prevent dehydration, and take acetaminophen, found in products like Tylenol, to reduce fever and pain. To help reduce the risk of bleeding, don't take aspirin or other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs until dengue can be ruled out. To learn more about Zika, visit cdc.gov/Zika.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.